I suppose because it starts with the sheep, really. We've got this wonderful breed, Devon Close Wools, and they are a dual purpose breed. So they produce lovely meat, but they also produce copious amounts of wonderful wool. And because they're a rare breed, we're very keen on rare breeds, so we wanted to keep a rare breed. And so I suppose it all started with that. And then, of course, if you just sell wool normally through the normal channels, you get 50p a fleece. And I thought that was absolutely outrageous because it's such a wonderful resource. And so I thought, well, we'll do something with it ourselves. So that's really how it started. You know, it's not a glamorous start, but it's a sort of practical start, if you like, why we got going on the wool. I've always been interested in textiles and, you know, I'm very creative and we're very arty as a family. So that side of it was also interested me, what you can do with wool. I'm not a knitter, but I've always wanted to do weaving. And so that gave me the ideal opportunity, really, to kind of also feed that, you know, that creative side of me, really. And we farm sustainably and as regeneratively as we can. We're sort of moving towards being organic. So all these things, really, it's, and so all that sort of adds to a premium, the fact it's a rare breed and the way that they're brought up and the way they're nurtured and looked after, these sheep. I just think that that wool that they're producing needs to be recognised as something quite special, really. I would have done things very differently in my previous life working with interior designers if I'd just been more aware of what's available in the UK, what wonderful textiles we produce here, what wonderful fibres we produce here, in a sustainable way, because it's terribly important for the, you know, the health of the planet. And also, you know, when I was working with interior design, I mean, it was over 10 years ago, and the world is a very different place now, you know, because everybody is aware of the planet, and I wasn't as aware as I should have been. I mean, I hold my hand up. I was importing cotton with everybody else, you know, and not worrying where it came from and, you know, the background to it. So I think when people started leaving the countryside, moving into the towns, you know, being disconnected with nature generally, I think it's been happening for, you know, the last 100 years. And it's just got to a point that, you know, some people don't even recognise a cow or a sheep anymore. You know, they are so disconnected. They have no idea where. I think if you ask the average person in the street where their clothes came from, they wouldn't be able to answer that. They would have no idea at all. There is a massive disconnect there, I think, between farmers and the designers and the commercial world. Huge disconnect. I don't think they even speak the same language. Actually, I know that sounds awful, but I really don't think they do. I mean, Clive, for instance, who's farmed all his life, has never known. If you introduced him to a fashion bod from London who was talking about cloths and things, he wouldn't have a clue. He wouldn't, you know, yes, because they wouldn't know what questions to ask him and he wouldn't know what questions to ask them, actually. I think it needs somebody almost in between to bring the two together, to explain the process, really, from A to B.